The blessing of our sweet Savior be with you all. It's September the 15th, 2015, and I had a really, really special time in worship tonight. It lasted for a long, long time. Actually, I got up late and went straight into worship, and it was just so, so precious. There were points during worship where I was just transported out of myself in a really sweet way, and my mind would drift. I'd find myself going off in the direction of things that had to be done, and then all of a sudden the Lord somehow would bring my mind back to being present with Him. And I was wearing a yellow dress, and He had a yellow rose in a white suit as we were dancing together. I couldn't help but notice that my dress was yellow and His rose was yellow, and I asked Him, what's the yellow all about? And I don't remember His answer, I didn't write it down, but I think it had something to do with joy, a joyful time. My darling bride, how sweet it is to be in one another's presence. These times with you are all too rare, and I wish to bend your day more and more around our intimate time. I need this from you, just as much as you need it from me. I see your thoughts. I am not saying that for your benefit, really, Claire. I'm not. The weariness I feel from my creation, which is groaning, needs to be balanced by a joyful presence, an appreciative presence, one who for just a moment can suspend the world and rest in me. That means the world to me. There is nothing I will deny the bride who seeks me above all things. And this bride would never ask for selfish motives or anything out of my will, so attuned is she to my heart. My beloved, as we rest together upon one another's hearts, ask of me the things you need. I replied, O Lord, tell me what I need. I don't want to ask for anything on my own. I know my human heart can be treacherous above all things. He replied, that is a wise choice. Ask me, Claire, for more personal holiness. Lord, I want to be holy, but I allow my flesh way too many liberties. Yet I don't want to mimic the saints of old and all their sacrifices, lest I fall into pride. But please reveal to me what this authentic holiness is all about. To want my will above all things, created or uncreated. You are close, but you still have a way to go. Yes, I can feel the resistance even now. If only I could love you more, Jesus. And that's what this trysting time is all about. It is in these times when your poor heart turns to jelly that I've captured your will as well. Not overtaking you in violence, but receiving it from you as you long to hand it over to me. The world and all its comforts are so deceiving, Claire. You will look back on the things you wanted to have or to do. You will look back and be perplexed at your foolishness at that time. There is a hook that Satan sets in my elect. He sees precisely how much I love them and how hard I have labored with them, and he stalks them with great stealth like a black panther. He delights in snagging them, both because it injures them deeply and it keeps me from them. And it keeps them from me, and lavishing all the gifts I have on them, as well as the great sweetness of their company. The wounds and indifference of a friend cut deeply into the heart, and my chosen vessels unto honor can hurt me more than anyone, even the devil himself. This is why the battle is greater around my consecrated souls than around others. The enemy considers it a great victory to make one of my instruments fall. This is a highly prized goal in the kingdom of darkness, and for that reason the attacks are much more subtle than the average person would recognize. For instance, most do not realize that if you agree with someone who is critical of another, you just open the door and the demon who is waiting just stuck their foot in to pry it open more. That's why after a conversation that contains contamination like that, the vessel that heard it is prompted to pass it on. That makes their sin double and opens the door a little wider. Evil begets evil. Soon the vessel is vexed by someone close to them and takes it upon themselves to criticize their spouse or best friend. They may feel a certain uncleanness in that moment, and most frequently that is where it stops. They become aware that my spirit is grieved, and they back up until they get to the root of where it all began. Oh, Claire, you must be more careful, my love. Please, please, stop detraction the very moment it is spoken. Say, I'm grieved by that. Let's repent. If your companion cannot recognize that, just walk away and leave it in my hands. You see, detraction leaves a mark, a wound on the soul of the one you are criticizing. In that wound, the infection of bitterness can easily take hold and spread throughout the body, putting them out of commission. The only remedy is their confession, repentance, and coming to me for healing. But often these souls don't recognize where the wound came from, so it goes undercover, deeply infecting them. Later it may be revealed, so-and-so said this about you, and that pain will ache acutely, and you will recognize where that bitterness you were feeling came from. Other times it goes unnoticed, and you never pinpoint why you feel so badly. I many times will remove the darts from your heart, but it leaves a mark, and marks accumulate and become highly sensitive until you have a knee-jerk reaction to some things that you just can't control. Satan loves to construct buttons in people. They become a soft target, easy to elicit a big response from just a little incident. What is the whole point of these actions of the enemy? To get everyone's mind off of me and my agenda, right there in present time. A soul may be so wounded that another wounded soul could cry out for ministry, but they would be unable to do a thing. So buried in their own resentments and pain are they. So you can see how destructive this quickly becomes. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And of course, I have instructed you many times on the damage a soul does to themselves when they attack others. After a while, evil has taken over the once good Christian soul, and I am forced to remove my protection and allow them to be sifted according to the damage they have done. Then later, if they are sincere, I can restore them. But so often this habit of bitterness is a well-worn groove in the hillside of life. It's a comfortable path with a familiar view, lifting the soul up above others in the valley, feeding a subtle sense of superiority that I am not like those below me. This poison of pride removes them from the swift stream of grace that could have carried their life along to greater and greater accomplishments for me. This is why when you and Ezekiel make it a policy not to detract from others, not a word or a whisper, that I observed you for many months as you struggled with that, and observing your victories, I was able to open a ministry to you. But you are not safe, my love. There is still a shadowy remnant of accusation caused by fear of man and rejection. You have yet to completely overcome that. The two of you together must raise up a new standard of caution and not allow even that to move you. I cannot move you forward without that in place. A new level of charity and humility, Claire. This is what I need from you. I know you are feeling this deeply, and for this I am so grateful. Now all you need to do is get consent from your spouse and shake off those shadowy voices that cause you to respond in defense and even offense. Oh, yes, Lord, I hate it when I do that. Oh, Lord, that's not my heart. Surely you will answer this prayer to make us both strong in holiness, that we'll never injure a soul through detraction, not even a hint, not even a whiff or speck of rancor within. Only you can do this, Lord, and I pray for the grace to respond as I should. Please let my heart be a sweet resting place where even the angels can find their peace, because I know I have frequently offended them by my reactions. Well, my bride, these are the things I hoped you would ask me for tonight. This was a response I wanted from you. It is my joy to answer such prayers. Now, as you bring your spouse into agreement with this, my joy will be full. Please, my brides, don't ever allow anyone to pull you down into the pit of accusation, calumny, and criticism. This, as I have told you before, is Satan's chief weapon to open you to failure and attack, because I draw my hand back ever so little and give permission for you to be brought to your senses. There is so much that awaits you all, so much joy, so many gifts. In heaven, you'll no longer be tempted by these repulsive creatures to enter into judgment against another. In heaven, you'll have no desire to do these things. It is here on earth where you are continually flamed to burst into indiscretion that you must master yourself. This is the proving ground. Indeed, you should always examine and test the spirits to see if they come from me. You must always be on guard against false doctrines, lies, and twisted truths. This is your solemn responsibility before me. And as a Christian, I charge you with the duty to uphold the truth and bring into question false teachings. Then give the other side a chance to explain what they are seeing. In this way, you both benefit, and the bonds of brotherly love are strengthened. But as far as the vessel goes, that is strictly my domain, and you may not pass judgment on the vessel. You do not know why they speak as they do, so it is best to leave their motives to me, lest you become the one who is judged guilty. Now, many of you have already accused her of defending herself, and I tell you truly, nothing I've said here came from her. It is right and good for you to apply your discernment to this channel the way you would to any other channel, but do it in Christian charity with not a hint of rancor. I have brought this teaching forth for one reason, and one reason only. There is an onslaught of negativity coming to my body, and many will not be aware of the traps they are being drawn into. They will lose grace and that sense of connectedness with me. I do not want this to happen here on this channel. I want to preserve intimacy here with my bride. All of you have no idea how much comfort you bring to me. You have no idea at all. And that makes you a target. So please be on the lookout for a new and unique flaming from the enemy to cause you to fall into judgment and accusation. For those of you who are new to this channel, I have used scripture 15 times in this teaching, See if you can discover them. I bless you now with the gift of corresponding to grace, that everything that I've said would lodge in your heart and bring forth sweet fruit.